About 120 members of the Office and Professional Employees International Union have a new 5-year contract with Miller. The union had filed federal and state discrimination complaints against the company, arguing the brewer was asking the mostly female union local to accept concessions not demanded for mostly male unions. But those complaints have been dropped because the new contract for the office workers includes increases in a factor used to calculate pensions and improvements in other benefits. Union business manager Judy Burnick says there's parity with the male unions.
I think the company thought they could take on a group of women who would not fight back, and I think these women demonstrated that they had the fortitude and the solidarity to work very hard to achieve parity with the male unions and to let the company know that they do bring a great deal to Miller Brewing Company, and they are worth it.
Burnick acknowledges the pensions for the Office Workers Union will freeze after 2009, and then Miller will replace the pension with a 401k plan. But she says that's happening all over corporate America. Miller Brewing declined comment. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.